With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. One of the owners of the coal-fired electricity plants, Colstrip Units 1 and 2, denies his company is angling for a fast-track closure. An attorney from Washington's Puget Sound Energy told attendees at the Montana Energy Conference in Billings today the utility is looking to the long term. Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports.
It's a reference to a bill passed earlier this year by the Washington State Legislature. It sets up a mechanism to fund decommissioning and cleanup of the two oldest units at the Colstrip power plant.
I don't agree the characterization, the fast track to closure.
Steve Sechrist is the general counsel for Puget Sound Energy. He says a utility based in Bellevue, Washington is planning for the long term.
Let's at least prepare now for a mechanism that is going to provide a funding for whatever happens with units 1 and 2. So this isn't intended as any kind of an acceleration. It is rather preparing for the eventuality.
But he stopped short of naming that eventuality. Travis Cavula is the vice chairman of the Montana Public Service Commission. He asked Sechrist about whether Montana would have a role in discussions about the future of Colstrip Units 1 and 2.
Emphatically, yes.
Sechrist says as an investor-owned utility, it welcomes the discussion and recognizes there are different perspectives and strong positions.
That was part of our motivation, quite honestly, in even looking at the legislation.
He says the utility is facing many challenges. This includes climate change, regional haze.
I don't think it's any secret. We have a trial scheduled for May 31st with the Sierra Club concerning Colstrip and wanting to put out there for discussion what is the right thing to do. Let's keep managing this forward and ultimately do something that is going to be in the best interest of our customers and minimize costs wherever we can.
As for Colstrip Units 3 and 4, Dan Vermillion of Avista Corporation says those coal-fired plants are low-cost and reliable. He says Units 3 and 4 remain a best resource for its customers going forward. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.
And I'm Sean Robb. Thanks for listening.